Tem um mês aqui, olha, não me vem. Pass. I've got my answer. Thanks. I don't need it now. I saw nobody else. I saw there's no shit to do. I've got the wrong time. I was getting worried.
It's just you and me.
And then you turned up and I can relax now. I got the right day and the right time.
How you doing?
I was just going to turn it off. No, there's no share today.
We'll set up.
You're waiting 5 minutes. We can't tell. That's the way it goes. You suck it all done?
Nearly.
Got your
I've only got schach left to put up.
You got your abominim?
Yeah.
You got your kegel made?
Yeah, Baruch Hashem.
Your chicken, and you got a loaf of challah?
It's no, sorted. But that's not my job.
It is your job. That's what I said. It's your job. What's more important, buying your challah or coming to the shiur? Buying the
that's a good question.
You're not going to the circuit without the kazaz of challah.
There you go. You got it, man. Wow. I can put the share on. You know, I can phone the number and call into the share and then go to the store.
Yeah, well, no. I tell you, you're really stuck. Ring me, I'll go and get you a challah.
All right, thank you. Hopefully, my wife won't make. Like, she's been doing that recently.
Okay, good. It tastes better than the boat stuff. And probably safer.
Safer, right, yeah.
You don't know who's touched that, who wrapped that in. I see capacity with mom. All the loaves are in a case and they're taking it out with the hands and putting it in plastic bags. Doesn't the bakery do that?
Right.
Probably too warm when they leave the bakery. They can't do that. So I don't know if I would want to buy one of those at the moment, to be honest. I'd stick to Matzah's.
I hear that. Oh, yeah.
Morning, everybody. I'm sorry, I'm a little bit late. Apologize. Just give me 1 minute.
Time, Rabbi Sher.
Yeah, no, no. I just need to get organized. Just give me 1 minute, and I'll be with you guys. I'm just gonna go away for 1 second, and I'll be with you now. Going and let's start. Okay, very good. Fine. So Pinkus has a sefer. He never wrote the sefer. This was written by people that took it from the Shirim. It's called Sichas Moreinu Hagoyin Reb Shimshon David Pinkus Atzal, and it's on Sukkos. And I'm daf ein ches. And it's called Lamein Yodei Doiroi Seichem. Fine, we have to take it. It's a bit deep, but we'll work it through together. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll get at least get a bit more understanding of what this is. And then just remind me, please, someone remind me, just before Hoshana Rabba, there's a Moedika Shion Hoshana Rabba. Unbelievable Shion Hoshana Rabba. Maybe like either Leila Hoshana Rabba or the morning of Hoshana Rabba, whatever. Before, I mean, we could do this. Okay, let's see. Okay, like this. Amru b'midrash says in the Tanchuma, v'lekachtem lechem b'miyah kosev medaber. It says v'lekachtem lechem. That we know is that's the pasuk that's the mitzvah talking about. Take arba minim. It says b'miyah kosev medaber. Who's this talking about? So it says b'Yisrael v'umas ha'olam. It's talking about Klal Yisrael and the umas ha'olam, not keshet umas ha'olam. Shakadosh Baruch Hu donosam b'yom ha'kippurim. Shakadosh Baruch Hu judges them. Both Klal Yisrael and the Umas Ha'olam on Yom Kippur. Eilu ve'eilu nichnosim lifnei ha'melech ledin. Both of them, the Umas Ha'olam and Klal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael and Umas Ha'olam, come before Kodesh Baruch Hu in din. Ve'ein ani yodim mi ani notzach. And we don't know who's gonna win. Who's gonna come at Yom Hatzliach. Moshel madav doime. What's the moshel for this? The shnei bnei Adam shenichnosu ledin lifnei ha'melech. V'lo yodayu Adam ma b'neim el ha'melech bilvad. Two people come before the Melech for a din, and only the Melech knows what's going to be. Only he knows what's going on between the two of them. Dona Melech Oysam v'lo yeyedim habrius min etzach lechaveire. The judge, the king judges them, and no one knows who won the din ya. Amar Melech. Kol mishu yoytze ubeyodu agin avi yeyedin shun etzach. Whoever goes out there and he has in his hand an agin. I don't know what an agin is. Anybody know an agin? Maybe from Magen. I don't know. Some kind of let's see. Kach Yisrael, I haven't learned this properly myself. I'm not prepared yet. It's not something I'm prepared and giving over. I'm learning this together with you guys. I've seen it once before, but I'm just warning you now. If you want like a prepared discourse here, you know, well, but there's a law on Kach Yisrael v'umas ha'olam nichnasin ledin b'yom ha'kippurim v'eina b'riyas yoydim min ha'tzach. Ama kodesh baruch hu, t'lu l'lav cheyem b'yadchem sh'yoydu ha'kol sh'atem zechitem b'din. Klal Yisrael and umas ha'olam going to din before kodesh baruch hu on yom ha'kippurim, and nobody knows who came out on top. Now kodesh baruch hu says, take your lulavs in your hands, sh'yoydu everybody sh'atem zechitem b'din, that you are zeiche b'din. It's a very enigmatic key piece of Chazaldas. There's some kind of a din between Klal Yisrael and the Umas Ha'olam and Yom Kippurim. we don't know who came out on top. We don't know who the winner here is. Akharish Baruch Hu says, whoever takes the lulav, whoever's got something in his hand, he has something to show for himself, he has something in his hand, then you know that he was the one that was Zoyche B'din. Okay, so let's see what this means. Midivra Chazal Eilu. So that's the midrash up to now. He says like this: Midivra Chazal Eilu lemdeinu shechag Sukkos yihemshech v'sikum shel yemei adim. From here we see one thing very important. Whoops. From here you see one thing very important is that Sukkos is a hemshech. It's a continuation of the din of Yom Kippur, of the Yom HaNeroim. The Gamru Balei Avoyde Sheshleishes Hashvus Mirosh Hashanah Vat Shmini Atzeres Heim Sulam Echad Shel Aliyah. The 3 weeks from Rosh Hashanah to Shmini Atzeres is like a step ladder. Aseriyah Mei Tshuva Heim Yom Shel Tshuva Meira. The 10 days of Tshuva, the Aseriyah Mei from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, or we know those are Aseriyah Mei Tshuva, and those are days of Tshuva Meira. The 4 days from Rosh Hashanah to Sukkos are days that are called Nekiyim Michet. Very, very special holy days. Very hard days to know what to do with those days. They're hard, more kasher days. V'shivus hayomim shel chag ha'sukkos v'kav k'shmini atzeres hem yomim shel tshuva mi'ava. You have three things. You have the 10 days of tshuva, which is mi'yira, tshuva mi'yira. Then you have the 4 days between Yom Kippur and Sukkos, which are days that are nekir mi'chet. And then you have the days between the days of Sukkos and Shmini Atzeres. Those are tshuva mi'ava. That's the system. Okay. Amnam tzarech la'avi. Inay, Atzeres may tshuva yomim shel yira. Let's try and understand what's going on here. The 10 days of tshuva are tshuva mi'yira. Is'alnu mehem b'mailas nizgavas admod. We do wonderful, unbelievable spiritual things, very elevated things. Tfila, brochas, itpalalnu b'cheshek u'beregesh, bislaivas shel kedusha, atshigana lepiska shel tfilas nila. We daven and we laze ourselves up and we do tshuva and we slowly cleaning ourselves until we get to the peak, the pinnacle of all of this at Ne'ilah. We know, because says Ticha, take a shefer b'seif tfilas nila, shebesvari morvu, what happens when we blow the shofar at Motzei Yom Kippur is that's a simon that the Shechina is leaving. We were very close. The Shechina was very close to us. Look for Hashem when he's close to you. We know the Ma'ariv on Motzei Yom Kippur doesn't look anything like Ne'ilah. Suddenly, boom, what happened? You feel that you've dropped. You've kind of like fallen down. But the Shechina's left. How does Sukkos, a very powerful kasha this, how does Sukkah become a hemshech of the menorim? The yomim no'irim is a kodesh baruch hu, is yah with us, he's close. Look for Hashem when he's close to you. And then, but the shofar says that the shina goes away. And now you start Sukkos on a whole different plane. It's a different planet. It's not with the kirvus of the shina that you had before. All the unbelievable spiritual attainments, these elevated, transcendent things that you're able to attain on the Yomim and Ha'irim are taken away. That's what you blew the shofar for. Hashem Hu Alokim seven times. Hashem's going back through the seven rakiot back to where he is. And therefore, he's distancing himself from us again. So how can... And that's tshuva mi'yira. Now, how do you get tshuva mi'ava when that's been removed? They're not poor. That's clear. That question's understandable. Everyone's got that. Don't all shout at once. Fine. Okay. So let's see now. Hatshuva hi. Shatvisa shel yira shena lechalotin mizu shel ava. Yira and ava, even though... You look at the Rambam, you look at the Ocha Sadiqim, you look at the different Rishonim definitions of Yira and Ava, you see they're very similar. There's not a big gap between what's called Yira Hashem and Ava Hashem. There aren't two things, Minatzad, Minikotze Lakotze. Yeah, we're going to see one aspect of Yira Va'ava, Shema Od Mo'od Chashuv. It doesn't mean that the definition of that thing is different. It just means our understanding of it can be very different. Yira, as you know, is a something that comes as a result of something that comes from without you, comes from outside. There's something outside of you that causes you to feel fear. However you're defining Yira, the fear is not the right word, but whatever it is, whether it's there's three different definitions of fear. Whichever one it is, use the word yira, pachad, lo yada, aima, or whatever the word yira means for you, but it's always something that comes from outside. Correct? Now, achava, bo mitoich pnimis libo shel adam. Ava has to come from within. If the ava is coming from outside, that's not really ava. That's a dov, that's an ava shetolu b'dova. The real ava, the ava we're trying to attain, is an ava that comes from within the pnimius of a person. Aseris may tshuva yom shel yira. As we said, sari may tshuva are days of yira. Oysi yomim hem yomim shel dirsha Hashem v'yimotsu koro b'yisa koruv. Those are the days where you have to search for Hashem when he's accessible. Call to him when he's close to you. Eila sari yomim sheben Rosh Hashanah liyom ha-kippurim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamtzi es atzmo aleinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes himself available. He makes himself findable to us. All the things we feel and all the things we're attaining and all the things we're able to achieve on those unbelievable days doesn't come from us. Avad, you have to do the work. Hashem comes close to us. And then Yerushalayim, those things that you're in touch with, and the Sereh Meitshuva, that comes from him. He nichnases the Yerushalayim into you. That means it's coming from outside of you. Try and understand this a little bit. When you're going very fast in a car, it looks like the trees on the side of the road are coming close to you, right? Who's coming closer? Are you getting closer to the trees or the trees getting closer to you? You know, you've all had that experience, right? Of course, we're also getting close to Hashem now that he's Yomotz and he's here. We do try and mitkarev to him, but the Ikka, what starts the process, the Ikka closeness is because Hashem mitkarevs himself to us, not that we go to him. On Rosh Hashanah, we're not playing the shofar. It says, V'tikasim b'chatzre tzeres, mihu metak, mihu atokaya, ani Hashem, this is Yalkut Shmoyin, he says this, ani Hashem Elokeichem. Who's blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah? Hashem says, me. Kashin etoikim kam b'shofar, when we blow shofar down, yeah. Kenegdeinu tokeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shofar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu blow shofar, whatever it means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blow shofar. All the unbelievable hashpor that comes as a result of the shofar, whatever that is, comes because HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew the shofar. We have to blow shofar first, like everything in Avodah. You have to do the work first, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that's really blowing the shofar, and that's what's bringing all the hashpor. On Yom Kippur, we like Malachim. Who makes us into Malachim? Now, Rizal says that on Yom Kippur, on Yom Kippur, whatever these words mean, I'm just reading the words. You have to take what you can from here. We're just bringing this. We'll see. Okay. But he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu places us. He wraps us in a talus. Hashem wraps us in a talus on Yom Kippur. You're like a little child sitting in a car, and very quickly you get from Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak. That's quite wondrous. If I tell you there was a young kid and he went from Bnei Brak to Yerushalayim in 45 minutes, you'll tell me, how does a little child who's got no koiches of his own, he's a very weak, feeble child, how does he get from Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak in 45 minutes? Wow, that must be a very superman child, no? No, Elama, the Lohu, Kurak Yoshev Berechev, Lakoito, he sits in the car and the car takes him. That's how you become a Malach on Yom Kippur. What did you do? Hashem. So that's what's going on in the period up to the Shofar on Yom Kippur. Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes very close to us, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu enables us then to get a leg up to him. We get a help up, we get lifted up to unbelievably difficult high levels. And that's why straight after he leaves, we dump. Because we didn't do anything. We didn't do anything to be there. Obviously, we did what we had to do. It doesn't take away from the fact that we did our voida, we did the tshuva, we did all the work we had to do. But at the end of the day, the kirvus, the closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the dirsha Hashem b'yemotzam, that was because Hashem came here, not because we went up there. The Ma'ad of Adoyma. All those levels that we go up in the Sereh Meitshuva, that's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is lifting us up. We have to do what we have to do. If you don't blow shofar, Hashem doesn't blow shofar. If you don't say Slichas, Hashem is not Nesalach. We have to do the work. Slichas is a miracle. That's not our subject now, but I heard this from Pinchas' brother. Moedikashion Slichas. Avram Yitzhak and Yaakov are Mesakan the three tefillahs. Slichas is also a tefillah. We don't say Slichas is part of another tefillah. Slichas is a standalone tefillah. Who is Mesakan that? That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because Slichas is miraculous. Slichas breaks all the rules. And that's only Hashem can do that. But you have to say Slichas first. You can't expect Hashem to Mesakan the Slichas if you don't actually do the work. But the Etzem achievement, that's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's everything's okay up to now. Everyone's still with me. It's slightly different to what we've been working on until now. We're defining terms and we're putting things in place here. We'll see where we go with it, but you have to have these pieces in place here. We're not saying nas vort here. Lemad of a doime, the tinent betzaid of a rishonim, shemachzikim beyodov, v'kach matzadim oto. It's like a child who takes his first steps. You hold his hand and you kind of help him to take his steps. Ula magia yom, shemarfin es achizabo, umach shavala lelechis b'koichis atzmoy. But there comes a time where you let go and now he has to walk on his own. He wobbles a bit, he falls, but he has to learn to walk on his own. You can't hold his hand anymore. Asarim etshuvayim yom shel yira. Adam oise dvorim miyira, ku umafachad umameilu hu mukhrach lasoiso. The person does things in yom yinoyim because he's scared. He doesn't want to waste the opportunity. He doesn't want to... He knows what happened last Yom Kippur. He looks at the year he just had. Whoa, he's scared. He wants to improve things. He wants to make things better. And therefore, he has to do it. I mean, whoever didn't daven with kavona, the whole event, maybe this one was a bit more difficult. But usually, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, people don't have a problem with kavona. You look at the kavona. God davens a 5 minute Shmoneh Esrei, suddenly davening a half an hour Shmoneh Esrei, an hour Shmoneh Esrei. Where did that come from? That's because of course Baruch Hu's, yeah, he's helping you. But that's behind us now, Rabbi Yisrael. Now the Shechin is mistalek. Now what do you do? Takuba Shefer, a Shechin is talker, Vayira Nirga. The year has gone down a little bit. We're not holding in those unbelievably awesome moments of Nehila. Vachshav matchilim yom shel Ava. Now we kick into a thing called Ava. It's not hopeless. It's not lost. On the contrary, it's a higher level now. The love comes, the Ava comes from within the person, from his koiches. That's why Ava is bigger than Yira. Because it doesn't come per force. Yira comes because something outside of you happened that forces you to be mefachid, to be beyira. Even if you want to translate yira as awe, but the sun sets from outside of you. You don't feel awe because of you inside. But something outside of you creates that. It's mukhrach. How can you see an awesome sunset or whatever and you don't go, wow? No, because it's mukhrach. Ava doesn't come from that. Ele miritzayne milvavo shalom. It comes from your rotzim. Ava is a bechira, really. The Ava comes from a bechira. You choose. You choose from within the deepest recesses of your soul. That's where Ava comes from. Hayomim shel sukkos, haim chazor aseris imei tshuva, kach muchach mitoich divrei chazal, shebonu v'rosh divreinu. Days of sukkos are sort of a chazor of the sarei imei tshuva, which is what we saw from the chazal right at the beginning. Halulav ikli zayin, the lulav is the weapon. It's a weapon. But tihiluchus nitzachon shel acha milchama lo menafnafim rak bedegel shel medina ele tzaidim bechutzei sa'ir in kol klei neshek. After a war, when the army comes back and they have the big win parade, the big success, you know, the parade afterwards, they don't just come with the flag of the country. They come with all their weaponry, and you've seen this, yeah? They come with all their weaponry and all their armor and whatever, and they parade in the streets, the big victory they had. That's to show that the victory is still in our hands. If you would come out with little flags and you wouldn't have your weapons there, people would think, where are the weapons? Well, you lost them. No. If we're still holding on to our weapons, then that means we're still winning. We're in the place of success. Our weapons haven't been taken away. They haven't been weakened. And it's a chonshel sharasukas who kishanu mofnafim bekli aneshek shelanu bululov. That's when we go and we parade and we display in public our lulav. That's our weapon. Anu roitzim laharish anu adain oichsim beislavus v'rigishut hakedusha shelam noirim. The lulav is a sign. You're walking with your lulav. It's a sign that you're still holding by the successes of yomim noirim, of the seremei tshuva. That's what it's a siman of. It's not, it was Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, now it's finished. And now there's sukkos. What's the lulav? Lulav, that's to do with sukkos. No. It's one long talich. You went to war, you had a battle. That was the year. There was a Sarim Etshuva. We had a din in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We won the din. And now we're walking and we're parading and displaying that victory with a lulav, with our weapons. And that indicates that you're still holding in the victory. If after Yom Kippur you just put everything aside, forget about it and go home, and it looks like you lost. Or you see, ki ki kola tircha, kola islavas, kola minus a gavush, ayulanu, ele shaitam, lo kivshanu klum. If after Yom Kippur, the blood of Shofar, you go home, you eat your suda, you go eat your bread, basimcha, you eat your suda, and then that's it, you go home, finished. You put your weapon down, and so then what happened? Nothing from the avoider, the work, the Hashem coming close to us, the lifting us up, the giving us all those miles, none of that stays, it's just gone. Lo kivshanu klum, we didn't conquer anything. Nothing changed. B'chag ha-sukkos anu shemachzirin es Esarei Yemei Tshuva. On Sukkos, we go back to Esarei Yemei Tshuva. Ach ha-hevdil hi, so what's the difference? She-Esarei Yemei Tshuva isi lanu siyati dishmaya tzuma. A kedusha v'tar, etc. And the Esarei Yemei Tshuva had unbelievable siyati dishmaya, the kedusha, the tar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's close to us. V'du b'sak chag ha-sukkos anu oisim es hakol b'koiches atzmeinu. It's because we do everything ourselves. Ba'ava, sorry, mi'ava. That's a different avoider. Ve'om elu anu tzrichim la'roi she'achein anu shaychim l'kol ha'mailas ha'nizgov v'shayu l'anu b'soros yimei tshuva. On Sukkos, you get to show that you have shaychus to everything that you achieved over the Soros yimei tshuva when it was given to you as a gift. Also, a gift with avoider. No one's saying there's no avoider on Sukkos, on Yom Kippur. You don't just sit there and everything happens. I mean, a lot of it does happen automatically on Yom Kippur, but that's not what we're talking about. But the ikam ohus of the day is that because Hashem came here, we get all those levels. On Sukkos, you don't have that. Sukkos, you have to do the work yourself. You have to go build the sukkah. You have to go look for Ava Minim. You have to shake the lulav. You have to. That's all our avoid. And it comes from where? From Ava. That's the beginning of understanding of what sukkah is. It's a seremei tshuva, but it's coming mitzideinu, not mitzido. You'll see, we'll do Metz Hashem. You'll see this on Hashanah Rabbah. When Shana Rabbah becomes even more extreme. Simchas Torah is like the ne'ilah of these Esarei Yemei Tshuva. Like ne'ilah is the ne'ilah of Yom Kippur. You see, Simchas Torah is as well, but it starts on Shana Rabbah because in Shana Rabbah it becomes even more extreme. This it becomes much more tokef. Why? Because on Sukkos it's all mitzvahs. At the end of the day, you're doing the mitzvahs mi'ava, for sure, but it's mitzvahs. Sukkah's a deraisa, ava meaning a deraisa. It's all mitzvah, mitzvah after mitzvah after mitzvah. On Hoshana Rabbah, in the middle of the davening there, we put on a lulav and esrog and we pick up the robbers. The robbers aren't mitzvah, the robbers are minag. Everything that happens from that point till the end of Simchas Torah is kulu minag. There's no mitzvahs. There's no it's a mitzvah on Shmini Atzeres. It's all minag. All the things we do on Simchas Torah and all the it's all minag, and it starts with the robbers. What's the difference between mitzvah and minag? You know, it's very interesting. Early to talk about this, but I don't want to go weiter now. So we've got 2 minutes. I'll tell you quickly. Just it gives you an indication. It helps you to understand what Sukkos is. Sukkos is all mitzvah. Yeah. What's the difference between? Where did I want to go with this? You know that it's very interesting that we know that this year Rosh Hashanah was on Shabbos, so you couldn't blow shofar. You know that tomorrow is Shabbos. We're having the first day Sukkos, so you won't take a lulav this year, deraisa. Don't take a lulav deraisa. Why? Because it can come on Shabbos. You know that Hashanah Rabbah cannot come on Shabbos. Hashanah Rabbah can never be on Shabbos. You know that's unbelievable. You know why? Because Hashanah Rabbah, you wouldn't be able to beat the robbers. So we won't beat the robbers. We don't have lulav, we don't have shofar. Those are big things. We just heard, if you don't blow shofar, Shem doesn't blow shofar. All the spores that come from shofar don't happen because of our love of Shabbos. Yeah, but we can't move out there. We can't. We have to have our robbers, the beating the robbers on the ground. But that's not a mitzvah either. That's a minag. So what's going on here? You see this idea. The mitzvah is when Hashem commands you to do something. And you do it because He told you to do it. Mi'ira, mi'ava, that's your avoider. On Sukkos, the mitzvahs you do mi'ava, sukkah. Yeah. Hoshana Rabbah, we put away all the mitzvahs. We stop doing what Hashem told us to do. We don't have to do it anymore. We don't see all the mitzvahs. And what do? We give to Hashem what we want to give him. The arovas is minag. We do that. Hashem didn't tell us to do the arovas. We come to Hashem with our arovas. Whatever, I'm not going into the meaning of the arovas now. Simchas Torah, all the minagim, all the minagim of all that, of all those years of Klal Yisrael doing that, that's us giving to Hashem. Hashem says that I can't live out. You won't do what I need you to do. Hashem says it's fine. I can live without shreif. I can live without lulav. I'm telling you to do it. You can't do it, so you don't do it. But there are robbers. Hashem says, I'm not prepared to mevatel on that. The present you bring me, what you giving me free will, Hashem says that I'm not prepared to give up. The love that you show for me, that I'm not prepared to mevatel. That's a shana rabba. So that's the ne'ila almost, let's say, of the whole process. It peaks at that moment when you put on your lulav and you pick up the robbers. That's the beginning of ne'ila, and that goes all the way into Shmini Atzeres. Until Motzei Shmini Atzeres, and even Yisruchag Shmini Atzeres is still some of that aspect there. Even the Kavonos of Shmini Atzeres is often, but all these hundreds of unbelievably moedika, big Kavonos and Sukkos and Shmini Atzeres, Ailechad, Aparechad, Ailechad, that's it. Suda Katana. Anyway, that's some of the ideas behind here, but the vort we're saying now is what's shifting now from the Aseret Meitshuva, from the Shofar on Yom Kippur to going into Sukkos in a few hours, Metz Hashem. Is the avoider now, is we do the avoider mi'ava. We come to a Kodesh Baruch Hu with the love, with the simcha, with the hislavus of we're so happy that we had this relationship. We're taking the ceremony tshuva now, and we're going to concretize them, but from within. It doesn't come from outside, and we internalize it. Now it comes from internalization of that message, and it comes out through Ava. Okay, so that's the avoider, the beginning of Metzah Shem. We'll see... We'll carry this process on Metz Hashem. I'm just wondering whether we shouldn't make this a bit later in Chol HaMoed. For me, it would be better if we do it a bit later. I don't know what the Olam feels. I don't know what it's going to even look like. It's so hard to know. I just like I'm in bidud still. I don't know. I'm waiting for my results from my tests. I don't know. But don't get 10 o'clock unless we do it another time, even if the Olam wants to do it. I don't know. 10 o'clock, but davening's long and whatever, and people are going to be davening later. I don't know. What say you that we start at 10? If I see that's not going to work, I'll send that an email on Motzei Sukkos. But does that work for you guys?
Yes.
Yes.
Everybody should... We can try.
We can try. Avram, that happens for you, or it's going to make it too hard with the kids and whatever?
I'm fine.
I don't know. Like you're saying, I don't know what's going to be with davening.
Yeah, we'll have to see. I also don't know. There's so many changes going on. All right, look, let's get through Sukkos first. If you don't hear from me, then I'll be a Blenheim at 10 o'clock. Otherwise, a message will go out.
I have a question, if I can ask.
Sure, for sure.
The new rules are saying that we can't go to shul, but the shuls are still open. What are the Rabbanim saying? Are we supposed to go to shul, not supposed to go to shul?
Rav Chaim Kanievsky, I just saw from Rav Chaim Kanievsky now, he didn't say you shouldn't go to shul. He said it's better to daven outside. Adif. And I know Yan Tifrach as well, the Rav told the Gaboyim to close the shul, the one shul that he has a chlais over, and to daven outside. You're asking my personal opinion? I'm not telling anyone to close the shul. So that's not my business. That's for the Gedolei Yisrael to make a decision. But if an individual asks me a question, he can daven inside or he can daven outside. No question, you should daven outside. I don't daven to a shul anymore. Unless you have access to Ponovitch Yeshiva and you have a minion with 20, 30 people in Ponovitch Yeshiva and you're standing 50 meters away from each other, maybe then I don't know. But in the shuls that I know in Ramat Beit Shemesh, I wouldn't go into a shul right now. That's my personal opinion. Once again, the Rabbonim have not said to close the shuls. I'm not sure why not, but then I don't have to understand what the Rabbonim say. If I could understand them, then I would be them, and I'm not. So I don't know why they said not to. But it's quite clear Rab Chaim said that you should mishtadel, you should try. I can't remember the exact lotion. The Gaboyim should try and make minyanim outside, and you have to daven a little bit earlier because it's hot and this and whatever. It's not going to be as hot as it was in Yom Kippur. I davened outside Yom Kippur. In the middle of Musaf, I had to go home. I couldn't anymore. So I came home and I finished Musaf at home. I was being Makayim Mitzvah the Raisa by being Ushmartim. You know what I'm saying? With the Matzav, listen, I'm in the worst place in the world at the moment. I mean, Tifrach is off the charts here. I mean, it's wild what's going on here. It doesn't make it in the news because it's small, you know, but in a place like this, you have 10 new guys every day. That's like the equivalent in terms of the population. That's like It's like 30,000 people in Bnei Brak. And then if you just bump, so I don't have done the cheshbon, but it's wild. It's 550 per 10,000. Bnei Brak, I think, is 200 per 10,000. So it's a bit wacky. So maybe I'm a bit more sensitive to it, but I haven't done it inside for a long, long, long time. Not that it makes any difference. You have a kid who comes home, chiyuv, and you know, so you don't have to get it. You don't have to get a shul to get it. You just sit at home and get it. I don't know, but no, I'm just saying we have to make ishtadlis. You asked me about shuls. If you can daven outside, not even a question. Unless I said it's a really big shul. I know of Kornfeld, and this I'm saying this so warily because Kornfeld, you know, the Moed Asri, he's the big guy in town, and. And I know that he's carried on using the shul and davening in the shul very carefully, you know, with kapsulot, shmap, this, I don't know. But Otpam, I don't know what to tell you. If anybody asks me, should they daven, unless they've asked Rav Kornfeld, he says daven inside. You've got ma brochot, you are daven inside. You can sumech on Rav Kornfeld. He's a big man. You can rely on him. I'm not saying not. Well, not that he needs ma skama, but I'm saying Rav Kornfeld tells you daven inside, forget about everything I ever said. But you're not asking, of course, what you're asking me, it's CD, I wouldn't have an inside right now. Anyway, unless, like I said, it's mamish, you know, it's you're 100%. The air conditioner, you know, in South Africa is very interesting. In South Africa, the whole corona war there was basically run by unbelievably professionals. There's some big, big virologists, some of the biggest in the world, happened to be in South Africa, older guys. South Africa had the best medical, was the best medical training ground in the world for years and years. And a lot of the guys that went through that system are still around. And the government basically gave them, they listened to them carefully. They took their advice and they ran the whole campaign there. And it's been, you know, it's been very successful. They had 5 levels of lockdown and they opened up very slowly. And then they watched it. And these guys, mamish, the doctors are running the show, which means you have to listen to them because that's the aloha. Yeah, I don't know who to listen to anymore because the aloha is you have to listen to Roy medical opinion. And yeah, Roy medical opinion is not making the decisions. Responsible medical opinion. Yeah, there's all sorts of vested interests. So yeah, you have to listen to Rabbonim. You have to ask your own Rav. You have to ask your own Shalas. But in South Africa, a friend of mine told me they davened in the shuls. They had certain, I mean, strict requirements about how you davened in the shuls, whatever. But they weren't allowed to put on the air conditioners. The doctor said you have to, you could daven with air conditioners off because the air conditioners circulate the air. That means a guy could be standing 50 feet from you. Yeah, and he sneezes, the air conditioner picks up the aerosols and it circulates it through the room again. And you're standing on the other side of the room and an hour later you get it. And in Israel that's not shaykh. If you're davening in Israel, the air conditioner's on. Promise you. In Israel you have to wear your winter coat in summer because the air conditioners are on. So yeah, Rosh Hashiva once explained that to me. He said, because in the heaters are so hot in winter, the Bochrim don't get a chance to use their winter coats in winter. So they put them on so cold in summer that you get to use your coat. You know, otherwise you never use your winter clothes. I'm just saying the air conditioners are on you. And that's a big, big, big problem. So I don't care if you've got cups a lot. The plastic doesn't go to the roof. The plastic goes up, whatever, you know, 2 meters, whatever. But the air circulating through the air conditioner. So we don't know. We don't know anything about this. I would say do whatever you can to be careful. The Olam's davening outside. Rav Chaim for sure said it's better to daven outside. They're not closing the shuls. I don't know why not. It's a mystery to me, but as I said, I don't have to understand what the Gedolim say. I have to listen to them. So if Reb Chaim would say to you, this esrog, better not to use it. Use the other one. Yeah, you would use this one. He told you it's better not to use. No one would take that esrog. No one in a million years would use the esrog. The Reb Chaim said, yeah, it's better if you don't use that esrog. Show me one year that would use that esrog. But Reb Chaim says it's better not to daven in shul. Everyone goes daven in shul. The mashu disconnect. Yeah, I don't understand.